All right, welcome back to Chess Club. This one's going to be a quick one. I'm here with the boy, Divinity.
Yo.
Dude, okay, so I FaceTimed you and then I got out of my car and then I had a little talk with my dad, bro. This dude put me on game, like literally. So, okay, let's take it back a little bit, all the way back. At one point, the United Nations, like Europe, put tariffs on the USSR, the Soviet Union. So you couldn't export to the Soviet Union, more accurately, Russia, because this was after the fall of the Soviet Union, but there was just like beef with Russia. So the United Nations banned exports to Russia. And guess what the Slavs did about that? We started importing European products to Belarus, and then we started putting stickers on it that said made in Belarus, and then we started sending that to Russia. We built up Belarus by exploiting just one simple rule, which is you can't export to Russia. You literally built a country, and Russia still got the things it wanted to get. That being said, you know the tariffs on China?
Yeah.
So if those stay... Like, let's just say there's a 1% chance Trump wins and Trump wins. This is a hypothetical. If those tariffs stay in place, long Mexico. Because it's just as easy to ship to the west / east coast of Mexico. Like, if I was, like, let's say, like, the Mexican government is no longer there and it's just run by mafia. Let's just say that is, like, a separate world out there. That's not the case today. Let's just say that the mafia runs Mexico in a separate reality. Would you think they won't do under-the-table deals with China?
Real quick, I want to mention that it doesn't necessarily have to be Mexico. It would just be convenient because they're right underneath America. If the sanctions do continue... easily bypassable by China, anything that China was to export here, they could easily just export to any of their allies, and said allies can export it to us, such as 14 countries border: Afghanistan, Bhutan, India, Kazakhstan, North Korea, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Mongolia, Nepal, Pakistan, Russia, whatever. China can export it to a neighboring country, and then that said neighboring country can export it to America. So those guidelines, I forgot the name for it, if those tariffs stay around, that's easily bypassable. So the tariffs on China, the argument that Trump is putting tariffs on China isn't really... sustainable, because there's always a loophole if you listen harder. I just want to throw that in. It's not necessarily Mexico, it could be any other country, so just keep that in mind. Thank you.
Absolutely, they would
basically learn Spanish and take advantage of this opportunity.
But doesn't that like hurt the US?
Well, it's just hurting China.
Which, in return, hurts the U.S.
Yeah, in the long game.
And I would rather live here than anywhere else, so...
Yeah, it's pretty tight here.
Theoretically, but I do get what you're saying. For somebody who's advantageous, taking advantage of the situation. Although, it's way more likely that Biden's going to win and open things back up with China, so...
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, it'll be stimulating. It'll inflate prices, which is good if you hold things that outpace inflation.
What do you mean it'll inflate prices? Wouldn't that deflate prices of everything?
No. Well, it's inevitable anyways. We printed a lot. But production would increase value. Value would increase price. And increased price is just... like inflation is literally just like strength index, not money index.
But more goods, you know, like more stock equals
let me try
price.
To like mansplain it. If I want to, okay. If I make if I invest $100 in a Chinese company and I make $50 on it and my stock is worth $150, because it's a Chinese company, I might have to pay 50% tax. But if Biden's there, I might have to pay 30% tax. That incentivizes me to buy more shares, which inevitably increases the share price. Let's say I'm a big established business. So that's price inflation with stocks. Price inflation with stocks is correlated with price inflation everywhere else.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, okay.
That's like some...
Go on.
That's it's a really good hypothetical, like, kind of brain workout, I guess, to, you know, have that hypothetical idea.
Yeah.
Because for legal reasons, it's hypothetical.
Yeah, of course. I don't even know if there are any mafias in our world. Not that I know of. Maybe
the mafia? The
Yakuza, because that's like legit like government, but...
What do you mean mafias don't exist? This is all hypothetical.
Again, just explaining the reason I brought up mafia is because if the Mexican government was... Basically, Mexico was like the Wild West because their government and their real government are like... kind of, you know, it's muddy waters. If the Mexican government like was to do this, then when the United States catches wind, there would be consequences. But if the Mexican government doesn't know about this and it's just some group within the country that's doing this, that's a different story, you know what I mean? It's just risk aversion. So just I would assume, like, if I was a government, I'd try to avert blame, I try to avert any consequences. I didn't know this was happening, you know what I mean? That's why I'm bringing up mafia, in case there's any confusion. That's all.
Another thing is, man, I had a thought. Damn, give me a second here.
Thanksgiving was yesterday. We're still on that food coma.
Yeah. You know what? You can carry on. Come back to me.
Okay. So I have some notes. Real quick, just want to make some more prophecies. In 10 years, all your favorite content producers are going to be red. Like conservative. What's my reasoning for this? Because the Great Reset just happened. If you haven't seen, I'll attach this in the description. And if I don't, then you can unfollow me. But if I do, go look at the video. I'm going to put it in the description of this episode. There's this video of Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, talking about how everything going on right now sets us up for an opportunity to have a global, keyword global, reset, where we start following a different path. You know the video I'm talking about?
I sent that to you.
So the Great Reset just happened, and the way it ties into the red wave is, I'm assuming, just considering, like, Canada's literally 4 hours away from me, and it's pretty blue leaning. All the, and okay, so who are cool right now? All the people that are unique, that stand out. And who stands out right now? Who gets the biggest microphone, the biggest megaphone? People that are cheering for the establishment and are calling it not the establishment. So previously, the establishment has been since America started, actually, the establishment has been Democratic, because they're the ones that didn't want to free the slaves. They're the ones who have been calling it the fund to improve minority lives, but instead pocketing that fund. So basically, left is establishment. So if all of the popular people are anti-establishment and more people are waking up and figuring out that the left is establishment, then wouldn't that make sense as to how someone that's right-leaning would grow in popularity, because they're talking against the machine?
Yeah.
Just a theory, but...
Well, here's the thing. Even a lot of people on the left voted for Trump this year because of riots and all that stuff, and we've talked about that before, the mass voter flip. So
you know what else I could see happening? So let's say that the conservatives are the establishment. Let's say that like that lie keeps on evolving. I feel like the new punk thing will be being part of the establishment. The new punk will be owning a business.
I don't know, man, with socialism being as popular as it is.
No, actually, I think I like this idea. I think I'm going to follow this rabbit hole. Think about it. Who are the cool people of our generation? Rock stars and drug dealers.
I would disagree severely.
Well, that's because you're smart. Cool doesn't mean the same thing to you as it means to the general people of our...
Generally, I think what people see as
find me cool someone is that's
rappers.
Yeah, rock stars.
I would not consider a lot of rappers rock stars. Anyways, rappers and just anybody who's in general, just filthy rich.
Well, I disagree with you there because people that are filthy rich get attacked by people that are filthy poor. And most of
yeah, because they want to be filthy rich and they're just mad that they didn't think of ideas.
Well, you don't hear anybody on our generation except smart people like this on Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I just feel okay. So they removed the paper dollar. So all you have to work with is cryptocurrency, which is traceable literally. Well, it's not traceable all the way, but like for the majority of people, it's traceable. And if there's no cash, there's no drug dealers. And if there's no drug dealers, who are going to be the people driving around nice cars? Business owners.
Yeah.
So if business owners are setting the standard for what cool is, then business owners are usually conservative.
Hear me out though. Most drug dealers will teach their... let's call them constituents, the buyers,
yeah,
how to use untraceable Bitcoin. Yeah. Anybody who's already a drug dealer already knows how to use Bitcoin. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's the literal facts, bro. Like,
so you saying that Bitcoin is traceable and so people won't be able to buy drugs from drug dealers? That's false, dude. That's so far from anything close, in my opinion, what could happen.
Like, I don't personally know any drug dealers, but like from what I read on, from what I hear on Reddit, other people's drug dealers won't even take cash, but they'll take Bitcoin. I said that wrong. They won't take Venmo, but they'll take Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, taking Venmo as a drug dealer sounds kind of dumb.
Yeah, paper trail.
Or Cash App, whatever. Yeah, there's like a literal trail.
But there's a trail for Bitcoin.
If you're using one of those wallets and not just a straight up, you know.
You gotta honestly, if you're not buying your Bitcoin with gift cards or cash, then you can be traced.
To an extent, yeah. There's also a way to clean your Bitcoin.
Launder Bitcoin. Yep.
Yeah.
Tumble. Tumble your Bitcoin.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anyone to hide money trails from the government. That's wrong.
Yeah. Pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes as if that's not theft. What? I didn't say anything. Bro, do you want to get on taxes for a second? I want to vent a little bit.
Okay, vent.
So... under Donald Trump's tax plan, I went from, you know, paying 35% income tax as a single 16-year-old still living with parents, 35%, that's a lot, you know, down to now I'm paying just about 16, I think, like average. Sometimes it's a little more because, you know, a little more overtime, whatever. There's a website, I'll send you the link to it later, but you can... see what your taxes are going to be like under Joe Biden's tax plan. And mine go from 16 to 40%.
You know what Russians are doing?
And keep in mind, I'm making, you know, under $100,000 a year. And, you know, everyone's saying, oh, the taxes, tax increases won't affect you unless you make under $400,000 a year.
Well, okay, you know? That's just straight up stupid, actually.
Like, that's even- no, but that's literally the agenda that everyone is pushing. And everyone's just believing it and, you know, taking it up the bum.
Dear Joe Biden fans, this is why you're wrong. If you raise the prices, okay, if the government starts taxing your landlord more, what happens to your rent price so they can fill those taxes?
Your rent goes up.
Your rent goes up because you voted that you don't want to pay taxes. See, the rich people invented the taxes. Why would they ever pay them?
Another side note, I know you didn't vote to pay less taxes. You voted to tax the rich more. But, like, that just straight up doesn't work unless we rewrite the tax code. Because, personally, I can get taxed, like, let's say I make a milli, and I get taxed, like, 45 or 50%, whatever, like, the above 400K. That's my income getting taxed. But if my business makes that money and I never see a penny of it, then I don't have to pay that tax. And businesses don't get taxed. People get taxed. It's like a business is a safe haven for your money. That's what rich people teach you.
Or you say, you know what? $15 minimum wage, you know, U.S. statewide. So now your McDonald's, your average McDonald's employee that's going from $11 to $15 an hour. There's three options, really, that McDonald's can take. They can automate away those jobs, which is number one.
Another side note, I'm sure that most of you are like just as young as me listening to this, and you know that robots are going to take over, but in the description, there's also a link to a fast food robot worker that costs 30 racks, which is two McDonald's employees a year. You buy that robot once and you never have to buy another employee again. It's a no-brainer. It's just inevitable. It just takes time. We can't just like kill all the jobs like immediately. It just takes time to implement to minimize disruption, because we don't want to just kill all the people, like kill off all these jobs, because those are the same people that buy the burgers. Like, we can't just do that right away. But, you know, Japan's already on it, China's already on it. It's only a matter of time till all my fast food friends don't have a job no more, which is tragic, but it happens. I saw this robot on Kickstarter. I thought about investing it, but it was $1,000 minimum, so I couldn't. But yeah, the link is attached to the fast food robot arm that costs $30,000, that costs two employees, bro. Yeah, that's all.
Number two, they can just have less people and have, you know, the same amount of work for less people, which, you know, nobody's going to want to make your burger anymore.
But that is
three, equivalent they exchange. Increase, hold on. Or three, increase the price of the product.
That is also
equivalent. And this is exchange. Not just... And that is the most likely situation.
Yeah. That's so, historically what happens.
And that's not just McDonald's. Think about it. You know, your groceries are going to be more. Your gas is going to be more because you're paying all the gas station employees more. The gas station is going to charge you more, you know? Like every single product, all you're doing is just increasing the price of living with the minimum wage. So the person who's making $11 an hour is now making $15 an hour, but stuff is more expensive. So it ends up equaling out, and guess what? Nobody wins.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You're just inflating currency, that's it.
People that own assets that outpace inflation win. So open up that long term. but my two cents on that, I was born in a dictatorship, one of the last dictatorships on this planet. I came to America and I worked at Wendy's. Bro, if you have a problem with how much you're making, just go make more. It's not that hard. Get your shit together.
Yeah. You know, people meme on the whole pick yourself up by the bootstraps, but you know what? I was 15, got my first job to buy my first car.
I was started working 14 at Pizza Ranch. When I worked at Wendy's, bro. You got to start somewhere and you got to not be a bitch.
Yeah. I was working at Pizza Ranch for $7.25 an hour. I literally, the only money I made was on tips because, again, the government took everything, literally everything. And, you know, then I quit there and went to work. I did some landscaping stuff, you know, bumped up to like $15, $16 an hour. And then, you know, but that wasn't a very stable job, you know, didn't really have much work to do. So I went to go work at Target for you know, $12 an hour or whatever. It was like 13. Okay, that wasn't suiting it. So you go to, I went to an Audi dealership and I said, hey, I don't have any experience, but I'm a very quick learner. You know, pay me less for the first year and I'll, you know, I'll take that L for the training. And they're like, okay. So I started there at $13 an hour, bumped up to 16 after a year. Plus there was, you know, incentives on top of that. Now I just moved to another job. You know, I gained that experience from Audi doing paint stuff. And now I'm at a metal manufacturing company doing, you know, paint stuff among other things, where I'm making double what I was making at Audi, you know? It's, you take what life gives you.
And you use your brain.
Yeah, it's like people are complaining like, oh, you can't live off of McDonald's salary. You're not meant to live off of McDonald's salary. That's for part-time kids in college who want some extra spending money, yep. You know? Like if you're still working at a McDonald's at, you know, 30, something's wrong, you know?
Yep.
It's ridiculous. It's, you know, people think, oh, I should be able to live off of any job that I work. No, man, that's not how it works. Also, otherwise, we would all be sitting on our asses being Twitch streamers and forcing the government to give us more.
Yeah, that's the goal, ain't it? Also, but like, I don't want to be discouraging either. Like, clearly, like, exhibit A and exhibit B right in front of you. But like, just so you're not discouraged, the fault isn't entire. Honestly, the fault is probably minimally yours. You're just, sometimes you get bad cards, but it's not your fault that you're genuinely retarded. You've been brainwashed since you were in elementary school. You've been, the same old government has been that has taught your parents to be poor is teaching you to be poor. And it's not your fault that you went to this school. You were born into this life, but it is your fault that you are listening to this and you're not changing anything.
Well, you want to talk about bad cards?
I was born in a dictatorship, bro. I'm talking about bad cards all day long.
I grew up with a member of my family who was a drug addict for a while. So there was, you know, that whole thing.
That's really difficult for a family.
And then, you know, I ended up dropping out of school because my dad had a medical accident and couldn't work. Mm-hmm. So I went to work full time, dropped out of high school, got my GED later on. So I'm what would be considered the absolute precipice of failure, or what should be a person who's working at McDonald's till he's 40. And yet here I am, you know, making over $24 an hour, you know, with no high school diploma
and
a GED. But
bro, on top of the cherry on top of that, everything that you like learned, like all the fundamentals you learned about like the economy, you didn't learn in school. You learned it online. And how much did you pay for it online?
Other than my internet bill, nothing.
How many of you have internet right now that are listening to this?
Absolutely everyone.
Yo, if you really can't figure out how to find a way to make money, then you probably don't need money.
You know, if the hunger is not there, there's nothing you can do about that. But
I've seen depressed dogs just literally starve themselves to death. That might be your situation.
You know, and it's obviously a different thing when there's mental illness involved and people can't, you know, like, you know, if there's like a mentally ill person, like if there was one.
Dude, you're actually a genius. I'm going to low-key write down podcast 15 should be an episode about mental health.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or 16.
I remember I went to, I think it was a Coborn's, you know, like a grocery store. And there was a guy with Down syndrome working there. And I thought that was super cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, made my day super happy because he was a super nice guy, you know, like mm-hmm. I genuinely had a good time talking to him. I stayed around for like 10 minutes. We were just chatting. You know, like even somebody who was dealt literally one of the crappiest hands life has dealt.
Actually.
Still out there grinding and making his bread, you know? So I think, you know, bar aside suicidal thoughts, there's nothing that should be stopping anybody from going out and making your bread, you know? Like I said, people meme on the pick yourself up by the bootstraps, but, you know, nobody's going to hand you anything, man. Yeah. Socialism doesn't work. It's been proven over and over and over again.
Over and over.
So stop waiting for it, you know? Go out and get your money. Yep. That bag is not waiting for you. Bro, you're waiting on that bag.
You want that bread to cook itself without even buying the fucking flour.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know?
Freaking flower. I've allowed myself 3 swear words. That was my 4th. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 19. I'm obviously a stupid, dumb kid. I have no idea what I'm talking about, right? But, you know, end of the day, I'm out here making that bread. And, you know, I was dealt a pretty crappy hand, but I don't let that stop me. You know, you don't dwell on it. You just, you take it like a man or a woman. You know, women are strong too. We're not sexist here. You know, you just take it and you go do what you got to do. You know, it's so sad to see, like, there was a guy begging on the corner with his kids and his wife.
That's, if I see that, then.
And that's like, that actually pisses me off. Yeah. Because, like, you know what, dude? Go to any construction company.
Literally any construction company I've ever worked at will hire you just because of the situation you're in. They don't care if you're good.
Yeah, they will literally, you good. They'll take you and they'll mold you into a man, because, you know, if you're a man and you're not providing your family, bar aside disability, you know, that's shameful, man. Like, I'm not saying that a man should be the sole provider of a household. You know, that's up for every person to decide. But, you know, if you are getting to the point where your family is begging for food, money for food, you know, you got some issues you got to sort out. You know, that's, if you can let yourself get to that point, you shouldn't be
also having kids. This is how Democrats want to flip that situation. See, the Democrats say that, well, not, I don't want to say the Democrats say, because Democrats, the heart is virtuous. They want everybody to do well. But the practice is very, very evil, because the way a Democrat would say that situation is fixable is with forced virtue, which you can't do, otherwise known as a social credit score.
Yeah.
As in, force everybody to be the church that helps you.
Yeah.
We should have
another episode on
the social credit score.
No, who should be taking care of homeless people? Because I actually have a lot of, I think strife is the right word, with specifically Russian community, and how they deal with, you know, drug addicts, alcoholics,
bro,
homeless people in general.
Everybody listen up. I'm going to teach you how to deal with the homeless person if they're staring at you while you parked at a stoplight, bro. You roll down your window. You go like, hey, bro, you see that Cub Foods right there? You're telling me that doesn't have $15 bouquet of flowers and a Sharpie? You can't make a sign that says $5 per flower, stand outside with the bouquet of flowers and have dudes pay you $5 a flower, make your money back within 30 minutes. You're saying you can't do that? You're just dumb, bro. You're dumb.
No, don't say that. That's...
Nah. I'm sorry, but situationally, obviously, like, you are dealt bad hands sometimes. But I don't know, bro. I just feel like begging isn't hustling.
No, absolutely agreed. However, I personally very firmly believe that we should help the homeless, and that should be a thing that not the government handles, but churches and synagogues and mosques, everybody all together, all religions.
The homeless problem is the way to my belief is it needs a church reform, not a government reform.
Amen. 100%.
Hallelujah. God is good.
And another thing, obviously, the whole thing that created the whole homeless situation, and obviously we'll have a episode about this, talk about it in depth, but the government created the homelessness problem when they closed out all the
asylums.
Yeah.
Well, so, the homelessness problem is, in turn, I guess, a mental health problem. So I'll just add that to the episode 16.
Yeah. I mean, it is a mental health problem. So that is one part that the government can help with, is, you know, opening back up funding for something that they just stripped away for absolutely no reason. That's one way I could see that the government help. But, you know, simply saying, oh, you know, you can't discriminate anybody whatsoever when you're hiring. If they apply, you have to give them the job and $15 an hour minimum. No, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
As a quote unquote business owner myself, dude.
As a quote unquote minimum wage employee, bro. Former, but.
Yeah.
Like, even like, when dude, I was, well, dude, I made like $10 an hour when I landscaped in 2013 when the minimum wage was $15 an hour. Or seven and 25 for people my age. I was making $10 an hour, but still that was considered minimum wage if I wasn't a minor.
Yeah.
Even then, I knew my place in life and I didn't care that I was making minimum wage because I knew that I literally didn't know anything.
Right. And like, you know, or when I worked at Target.
Yep.
No chance I deserved $15 an hour, dude. When you work at Target, you know, like I worked in the stock room and the freezer and stuff.
Me too.
I still did not deserve $15 an hour. There's no chance, dude.
It's too easy.
Yeah. It's literally unskilled labor.
$15. Like, honestly, Americans are so entitled to, like, you think you deserve all this tremendous value. You think you deserve that Beamer. You think you deserve that $450,000 house, but you really don't. You haven't learned enough to be able to provide that value. You need to go out and get your education, whether it's through a college or YouTube. Doesn't matter.
Education ain't even it, man. It's literally just having the work ethic.
But the work ethic is inevitable to your education. They go hand in hand. Let's just say that.
Yo, I'm uneducated, you could say.
I'm educated enough to have a work ethic.
Sure. Yeah, that works. But like, you know, look, my dad always taught me, you know, if you're homeless, it's your own fault, you know. Obviously, bar aside mental illness, that's a whole other issue. But a normal person who has working legs and arms and, you know, isn't trying to kill himself should be able to go get a job.
Yep.
You know, people, like, why is there massive
employment? Well, they are able.
You know how many unfilled jobs there are right now?
Yeah, literally, bro.
There's more jobs than there are people in the U.S. Yep. You know? There are more jobs in the U.S. than there are people. Like, we literally have a human shortage. So, you know,
I feel it all starts. Well, first of all, I feel like we don't respect veterans enough, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No cap. Like, bro, like, think about how good this country is. Like, I'm already like, I'm getting hype because I'm in America right now, bro. People died so I could be hype about being here right now, getting ready to make this money in this 10-year time. Like, I'm hype every single day because every single day I wake up and I can turn the lights on. It's warm in my house. There's a roof above my head. And I'm like, dang, bro, people died. People have died for 200 years straight so I could have this. And y'all want to pace that away, bro. You're pissing against the wind. Calm down, please.
You're literally going to get your Yeezys, but. All right. Yeah, man. The whole not respecting and not appreciating veterans is pretty rough, man. Like, I've seen some.
I wish violence was legal so I could correct people that talk shit about veterans.
You know, you might not agree with a war. Like, for example, I don't think we should be in the Middle East whatsoever.
Yep.
But I work with a guy who served in Iraq, or maybe it was Afghanistan. I don't remember. He served for 15 years. I don't think we should have been in that war, but you know what? I still have the utmost respect for him, you know, because guess what? He didn't make that choice to go over there.
No, he was the only thing he consciously did was sign up to be your personal servant of the public.
Yeah. You know, he didn't choose to go over to Afghanistan. You know, he was told he was being deployed when he just signed up for the benefits, you know?
Yep, it's tough.
And then he made that choice where, you know what, I'm getting these benefits, but also there's a possibility I might be giving my life for my country, and that's a risk I'm willing to take. And so he did that.
Yeah.
And went and served for 15 years. 15 years of your life on the other side of the world, away from your wife and kids.
Just to have some blue-haired bitch talk shit about you.
Like, literally, just for some random, you know, person who's been handed everything in their life and is super entitled to say, well, you're a war criminal. Like, nah, man. You know who's a war criminal? Obama, for dropping bombs on refugees.
First day in office, too. Yeah, first day in office, he dropped bombs on Syria.
You know who was part of that?
Syria.
You know who's part of that planning committee?
Biden.
Your president-elect Joe Biden. Can we get a clapping? Yep.
Way to go. Good job. Way to go. I hope that wind is strong.
/okay buddy retard, you know?
Like, genuinely, my, like, the, honestly, like, there's a lot of underprivileged, like, under, there's a lot of people that got the wrong, the short end of the, there's the a lot stick. Of people, yeah, the short end, the short stick. I don't, no, there's a lot of people that got, that got dogged in life, and, like, the biggest, like, I empathize the most with people with mental health problems, especially ones with like autism.
Mm-hmm.
But like that doesn't stop me from calling liberals retarded, because you literally are lacking intellect. And I feel like a genuine retarded person could probably like come up with ideas that are more abstract than a lot of people that are quote unquote normal, but still choose to vote the way they do.
You know, we call them retarded, or as Tim Pool would say, low information voters.
Yeah, low information voters. I'm not retarded people. Low information voters.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what a goat.
Yeah, honestly.
All right. Let's hop on COD, bro. Let's wrap this up. We actually came up with some good ideas for the future, too, about some episodes. And we kept it short for you, because we know you like it short. You can't handle it long. As always, thank you for listening, David. Thank you for joining me, bro. Thank you for providing this echo chamber for me.
You're welcome.
And as always, listen harder.
Listen harder, yep.